joined right now by a safety for the Philadelphia Eagles. He is a Super Bowl champion coming off a huge season. We had 108 total tackles. That was second highest on the team last year. He also had 10 passes defensed. He had a couple of forced fumbles and an INT last year. He was undrafted out of Virginia in 2012. He is the owner and CEO of Back of House. Rodney McLeod is my guest. Rodney, it's great to have you on. How are you?
How you doing, man? Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you on. So listen, there's a lot to cover with you. Before we talk football, though, bring me up to date. How are you and your family doing right now in the middle of this global pandemic?
Yeah. It's a very difficult time, I feel like, for us all. But we're managing to, get through. We've established a day-to-day routine that we can kind of depend on in the time being. We pretty busy around the house, packing, getting ready, preparing for a move. We're trying new recipes, watching shows, doing Zoom parties, just to bring some normality to the situation at hand that we're all kind of facing right now.
That sounds like a very good approach and a very good process. And in addition to that, you and your wife, Erica, made a $25,000 donation through your foundation, Change Our Future, to help food banks in Philadelphia. Like, what kind of conversations did you and Erica have when it came to that gift? And why was that so important to you both?
Yeah, so it was very important for one, for us to launch this fund that we both are very passionate about, called Change Our Future, that you just mentioned. And, the premise behind it is to create opportunities for youth and local communities through educational and health initiatives. And we feel like the conversations that we've had and just being, a part of certain communities is that there's a lack of educational programs and healthcare in these lower income communities. And so when this pandemic started, we wanted to support an organization like Philabundance that's now being able to provide that food security for families at risk that don't necessarily know when they're going to get their next meal, unfortunately, because of them losing their jobs or their financial situation prior to. And so it was important for us now to get behind organizations that are doing the work in the community, that are making a difference and, impacting, our community in a major way right now.
Philadelphia Eagle, Rodney McLeod joining us. It's such a great cause. So if people are listening and they want to join you and they want to find out more information about Change Our Future, maybe even support it, what is the best way for them to do so?
Yeah, so the best way that people can support everything that we're doing is go to changeourfuture.org. You can go to my Instagram, Rod McLeod, for also that'll send you to the link. And we're just encouraging everybody to, help us donate to be able to support more organizations like Philabundance, during this time period. And so, every donation counts and it matters. And, you can go in there for more details to see what our mission is and exactly what programs we're also working on.
Excellent work, and thanks for that. Rodney McLeod, my guest. All right, shifting over to football. Last month, you signed a two-year deal to stay with Philadelphia. What did it feel like to sign that deal and know that you're going to stay with them?
Yeah, man, it was a great feeling. I felt like I wanted to come back to Philadelphia, a city that meant so much to me, that I've had a chance to play in for the past 4 years, bring a Super Bowl to. And I felt like there was more work to be done for myself. And I want to just be able to continue to build, make a legacy for myself here, and then also, help bring this city another championship, under my leadership.
Now, your journey really is amazing in the sense that, and I mentioned this off the top, you were undrafted coming out of Virginia, and you played a total of 4 defensive snaps in your rookie season. You were primarily a special teams player for the Rams. So what was that rookie season like for you, and what was your mindset coming out of that year?
Yeah, it was a fun year, honestly, I would say. And I think, it wasn't ideal for me to come in undrafted. Every kid dreams of hearing their name called, but those were just the cards I was dealt. And I went in there approaching it as, hey, I have an opportunity at hand to make this team, and whatever my role is going to be this year, I'm going to embrace it, and I'm going to work hard. I feel like that's an attribute that's stayed with me all my career, and what's led me to become a starter and win a Super Bowl and, be able to play 9 years in this league is the hard work and the commitment that I put in. And so that year I went out, I made a name for myself on special teams. I got noticed, and I was blessed enough to come in the next year and compete for a starting role, and haven't looked back since.
You know, Rodney, you kind of answered my next question with that response, but I want to ask anyway. I mean, like, a lot of guys would start their careers like that, and obviously they would not go on and have an especially long career, but you went from the starting to, or you went from that start to starting every game the following season, and now you are a leader of the Eagles secondary, and you're entering your ninth season, which really is unreal. I'm sure you'll tell me hard work, but how do you explain how you've grown that much over the course of your career, given where you started?
I think it's me learning from older guys, coaches, and really listening in and trying to make sure I improve as a player and, you know, as a man each year that I've entered this league. I think every year I come in, you gotta refresh your mind and come in with a different sense of motivation. And treat yourself like you are a rookie again, because every year there's guys trying to take your spot. There's always something to prove. And so that's the approach that I've taken. And I think it's because I started out on special teams and I had to grind as an undrafted player. And that just kind of is instilled in me. And I always find something to motivate me each year that I come into the new league year.
That seems so important to me. Like, you got to find a way to reset yourself. You have to find a way to reinvent yourself. You have to find a way to resurrect yourself. Now, you suffered, and in part, there's this. You suffered a season-ending knee injury in 2018, and then you came back and you had that enormous 2019 season. The rehab process was not easy, and then you come back and you start every game and you play every single defensive snap. How much pride was that for you in the way that you came back and were such a big contributor to the team last year coming off that injury?
Yeah, that was a difficult time for me, going down with a major injury like the ACL, coming off a Super Bowl run where, you know, some people would say you're not going to be as motivated again, but I felt indifferent. I felt re-energized. I wanted to come out and prove that, hey, we didn't just do that 1 year and it was luck. So there was a lot to prove that year, and unfortunately I went down with an injury that I never experienced in my career thus far. I think before that I hadn't missed a snap of defense. So it was different for me, and it was a humbling experience, and I found out a lot about myself throughout that rehab process. And it made me a stronger player and individual. And coming into last season, I just wanted to come back bigger, better, stronger than I was before. And most importantly, I just missed the game. I'm a very passionate guy, and I was just grateful for an opportunity to be able to get back out there with my guys. Took it one game at a time, man, and made a lot of plays last year, you know, that helped our defense.
Ronnie, go back to what you just said. Like, you learned something about yourself during that process. What did you learn about yourself during rehab?
I think the biggest thing was, you know, early on, man, like, you don't really see the results that you're kind of, you know, looking for, and you're putting in all this time and effort and work, and you're constantly grinding, and the results aren't necessarily coming, but you got to stay consistent. You got to just push through, and I think it just made me stronger mentally, and having to go through that, you just come out a totally different person and feel like you can overcome so much. Like, if I can get through this, And people, if they really take the time out and like, ask somebody what they've gone through when they experience an ACL injury, they'll tell you there's a lot of ups and downs. And so coming out of that, I just felt like, you know, if I can beat this and I can come out stronger and better, then I can overcome so much in my life, whatever's faced in front of me.
Rodney McLeod joining us for a few more moments, a safety for the Eagles. You know, when guys go through an injury like that, Rodney, you often hear them say that, you know, the knee that was injured because of all the work is actually stronger than the healthy knee. I mean, is that really true? And then what's it like when you get back on the field and you have contact? Do you immediately trust it when you get on the field, or does that moment have to take place where you take that one good shot and you know it's going to be okay?
Yeah, I think it's you have to just put yourself back out there and understand that trust the trainers, trust what they're telling you, trust your body, and that is the hard part. And when you're facing an injury of that caliber, is the trust factor, is the preparation and the work that I put in now going to allow me to go out here and perform the way that I once did, you know, prior to the injury. So I think once you, you know, get over that, then, you know, the rest is easy. But you have to be able to clear that hurdle before you can take the next step. And so I felt like I experienced that early in training camp, went down, got back up, was scary, but got back up on my feet and I was ready to go.
The reason I appreciate your thoughts on that is I think that fans don't understand this, right? Guys get hurt and you go away, you do the rehab, and the average fan has no idea what goes into that, what that process is like. And then all of a sudden you show back up on the field and it's like, okay, you're good to go. And it's good that you let us inside and let us know exactly what you have to deal with physically and emotionally when you overcome something like that. You're also the owner and CEO of Back of House. It's an online men's fashion store. How did you first get involved with that?
Yeah, fashion was always something I was passionate about, just being from the DMV area, staying in tune with the trends, you know, dressing up as a kid and now, you know, having this platform that I do, stepping into the NFL, you have a few more dollars at your expense. And, you know, I was able to, you know, create something special that I can, you know, leave behind where I'm from, a legacy outside of the game. I always looked at myself as more than an athlete, and that was always instilled in me. And so fashion was something I was super passionate about. It brings that sense of confidence to, you know, I think anyone. When you can put on an outfit, you feel good about yourself, your energy is great, you step out into the world, and now you get these compliments. It's what I love, and I think as an athlete, what we embody is confidence. And so fashion just made sense, and Back of House is something that's been – created and we've been going now for a few years, and it's been great. The process has been up and down, man. It's a business, learned a lot, but I'm very grateful.
All right, so remove yourself from the process for a minute. Who on that team is the single best dressed player right now?
Now that Malcolm's left the locker room, he was definitely running mate for that. I would say I might have to give it to Jalen Mills. He's a very edgy guy. He takes a lot of risks. But the thing about him is you cannot knock his confidence. And like I spoke about, you know, fashion is a industry where you need to have a lot of confidence in what you're wearing. And it's all subjective. It's about how you feel. There's no right or wrong answer in fashion.
So we're only talking about DBs. How come the DBs are the best dressed guys on the team?
Man, I think because we've just got the most swag,
right?
Honestly. We have to, being in the position that we're in, going against, you know, the opponent's best, being out on the island, one-on-one, game on the line, a lot of games come down to how we perform.
I think that's a good point. All right, last thought then. Let me put this the best way. I'll put a positive spin on this. Who is the one guy on the team that needs the most help when it comes to dressing?
The most help? That's tough.
I didn't want to say the worst dressed. Who needs the most help?
Put me on the spot. I don't know. I think Jason Kelce, he might need a little help. But Kelce, man, he's a guy that sticks to his lane, and he has his, you know what I'm saying, his niche and what he likes. So I don't know if I could even say he needs help. He might not even take it. He's one of a kind, but I love him dearly.
Dude, that Mummers outfit at the parade was incredible. That was tight, man.
To follow.
Ronnie, what about the big fellas? I mean, the guys on the line, how do you outfit those guys? Can they rock what you're selling and what you're creating? How much more challenging is it when you got guys going 6'5", 6'6", 6'8", 350?
Yeah, no, it is a difficult – those are difficult guys to dress. And I think that's something that I've talked to, you know, designers and brands about, is really expanding their vision and trying to tailor to some of those bigger individuals who – also like to dress up and like to feel good about themselves. And it's unfortunate that, you know, those guys don't have as many
options
or pieces at their disposal as a guy like myself or another skill position. So it is hard. Sometimes, you know, brands, you know, might oversize a few of their pieces that allows them to wear it. But that is something that I've spoken to, designers about and been an advocate for.
Love talking fashion. He was undrafted in 2012 out of Virginia and has turned that into a Super Bowl championship ring, coming off a huge year. 108 total tackles, second highest on the team. He is the owner and CEO of Back of House, and a lot of things going on both on and off the field. My thanks to Rodney McLeod. Rodney, great job. Really nice to have you on the program. Thanks so much.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. And stay safe and healthy.
Stay safe, Rod. Nice talking to you. That was fun.